Postcard Memories is a series of historic views, stories, and photos of Bradford and the area, a trip down memory lane on a Saturday morning. With the recent passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, there has been much reminiscing about our deep national ties to the British monarchy. Yet, few in Bradford likely know about our communal connection to royals. It's little remembered today, but it was big news indeed when a royal visited Bradford in 1860. Albert, Prince of Wales, was Queen Victoria's second child and eldest son. Charming, tactful, and well-versed in diplomacy, in 1860 the 18-year-old was tapped to undertake a 2-month tour of Canada and the United States, the first official royal tour. Prince Albert disembarked from a steamer in Toronto on September 7. After a few days of ceremonies in Ontario's capital, Prince Albert boarded a train bound for Collingwood. Accompanying him were the Governor-General, Sir Edmund Head, Prime Minister John A. Macdonald, and other dignitaries. Residents of Bradford were beside themselves with anticipation as the train was scheduled to not only pass through town but also stop briefly to allow the dignitaries to disembark. The opportunity to see a member of the royal family sent a shiver of excitement through town. All along the train's route, communities erected ceremonial arches in the prince's honor. Bradford was no different. When the royal train pulled into town, it was greeted with an arch dressed in evergreen boughs and flowers and draped in flags. The train hissed to a stop. Prince Albert stepped from the train to thunderous applause from hundreds of onlookers and the music of two local bands. Everyone in the crowd strained to get a glimpse of the handsome young man. The prince, wearing a white hat, blue coat, and gray trousers, was escorted to a dais where brief speeches were made. 10 minutes later, the dignitaries were re-boarding the train. It was but a brief sojourn during a whirlwind 2 months. It is doubtful that Prince Albert would later remember his brief stop in this then-obscure Ontario town. But for residents of Bradford, it was the making of a prized memory. 40 decades later, when Prince Albert ascended the throne as King Edward VII in 1901, people in town could proudly boast of having seen a king.